As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, August the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, folks. You know what my solutions are to this big mess we're in. Anyway, we might cover a little bit of that today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you are most certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, I believe. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Getting a lot of very interesting email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. That postal zip zone, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream, live all carrying the broadcast this morning. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Write it on a note card and set it by your radio. Anyway, your calls are welcome. Gold hammered ahead of options expiration day. Bank fraud revealed. Lots of news in the news basket this morning. Central banks are net gold buyers. Mortgage fraud continues. Radiation, earthquakes. Gosh, it's all in there. The new world of Henry St. Simon continues. Our study of positivism, societies, military, civil, social sciences, of course, will take your calls and much, much more throughout the broadcast. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Wednesday, August the 24th, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. What a reversal. Gold up $6.30 at $1,836.40 an ounce. Off its high yesterday of $1,917.90, down $81.50. In consolidation zone, silver this morning off 39 cents at 41.41. Platinum off a buck at 1,862. Palladium off another dollar at $757 an ounce. Rhodium this morning, the three 1800s here. Rhodium at 1875, gold at 1836, and platinum at 1862. Never seen that before. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,829.20, and it may go lower this morning for a low, 1855 for a high, but at 1836.40, your gold was up year to year, $606 even for a 49.25% return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, the boys set it at $1,850, couldn't hang on to it. They got the price fixers in there working like crazy this morning. There's a waterfall, like a sell-off event going on. Well, we'll have to see where it goes. Overall, however, things are looking pretty good in the gold market. It was only but what, the 8th? When we crossed the 1700 mark, we went up, blew right through 1700, went right straight through 1800. Now we're in a consolidation phase. We can just continue to consolidate right in here, build some technical support. Things will be looking really good next week after the options expirations tomorrow.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday again here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Closing out our market report this morning again. Gold up $6.30 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, off $81.50 from its high yesterday. But nevertheless, moving forward, there's a lot of action happening this morning, and it'll run throughout the rest of the day. But quite a distinct, what we call a waterfall-like event going on. You can jump up to the Kitco website and take a look, see what was going on there. But all of a sudden, the gold price has just plummeted from 1845 and was going right straight for the basement. And this is indicative of the exchange-traded funds in the marketplace and front-running and things like that. These are just things that Mom and Pa America just can't do anything about it. There's no way that you, if you're a physical metals holder, that you can do anything to other than just either A, watch or just walk away. But right now it looks like it's at 1814 off $14.50. Thereabouts, at least that's what they're saying. It's almost a straight line drop. There's a lot of real heavy electronic exchanges going on right now. So let's see what they got over here. Gold is off $52 at $18.09, according to Market Watch. So we'll just have to see how that all goes. But, going to be a lot of action happening in these markets as the day goes on. Let's go through the numbers and get them behind us. Again, gold as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I always make these reports out. They are written out. I have them. I keep them, chart them, do all that sort of stuff. But as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, gold was up $6.30 at $18.36. Silver was off 39 cents at 41.41. Platinum was off a buck at 18.62. Palladium off a buck at 7.57. Again, the lows and the highs. Now, we've got some new lows coming in, 18.08. Now, I see that. It's going to be 18.29.20 as of 9 a.m. and 18.55 for a high. So it was a pretty big spread already, but this was when the fall was occurring. I mean, it was amazing. Just all of a sudden the clock ticked up and the drop started. London Gold fixed this morning. They tried to get their little crystal balls in order at the Ouija boards out. They missed a cue. It was at 18.50. SPDR Gold shares, they're in this thing big time. As of, again, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, the SPDR gold shares overnight were showing that they'd sold off 24.83 metric tons. These are those big hands in the deep pockets that the World Gold Council, Barclays, Capital, Global, State Street Global Advisors, this is a Rothschilds, basically. They've got the ability to really jiggle the market, and they're doing it. 1,259.57 metric tons they claim to hold in their electronic treasure chest. Whether they could find a gold eagle in there or not, I don't know. Maybe a lot of tungsten. There's $76 billion in value. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, kind of an uptick. It closed up 322 at 11,177. The NASDAQ closed up 101 at 2446. S&P 500 closed up 39 at 1162. Crude oil this morning was up 45 cents at 85.89. Everybody's watching what's happening in Libya, of course, because that'll impact the Brent crude and getting that back online again. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 8 basis points at 73.79. That, of course, impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. The Canadian loonie up 31 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 1 cent. The Mexican peso, I mean, they don't even have the taco anymore. They're down to just a smear of salsa. They're at 12.3735 pesos per dollar, just hanging in there off 56 basis points, just hanging in there at 8 cents. They might go into the 7 cent range here soon. The euro this morning up 9 basis points at $1.45. The British pound off 12 basis points at $1.65. It's all over the place, the markets this morning. But the Swiss franc, contrary to the desire of the Swiss central bankers and the people in Switzerland, still a safe haven, bumps up another 30 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.27 in the foreign exchange marketplace, Forex, that is. The bond market this morning, U.S. Treasuries, this is our bonded indebtedness, the yield on the two-year moving up a little bit, recovering some of its former losses at 0.22% for the yield there. The 10-year, the benchmark at 2.16, and the 30-year at 3.48%. In the mortgage pit, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage national average moves down from 3.64% a month ago to 3.46 this morning, trying to entice people to please take a loan. People aren't doing it. The 30-year moves down from 4.51% to 4.26, and your gold to silver ratio, it'll take you 44.35 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold at these spot prices. Into the economy calendar we go for today, where we find we've got the mortgage purchase applications out, the durable goods orders are out, the FHFA house price index will be out, and the EIA petroleum status report. I like to call it the EIEIO status, but nevertheless, tomorrow, jobless claims. Now, if we go ahead and add this dismal new home sales number to the mortgage applications number, to the jobless claims, and the gross domestic product report on Friday, if all of these continue to trend down, I don't know what Benjamin Shalom Bernanke is going to pull out of his orifice at Jackson Hole, but he might have to pull out a plug for that hole. Anyway, let's see what we got here. The FHFA House Price Index. Prices of homes with agency conforming mortgages, that's the first time I've seen that in a while. In other words, it's not one of these fraudulent mortgages that the bankster gangsters created, rose for a third straight month in June, and at an accelerating rate. They don't tell you what the prices are going to be for all of these homes that don't have a deed, they don't have a mortgage, they don't have nothing. They don't have the note. They're just out there in limbo land. They don't tell you about that, though. The FHFA Purchase Only House Price Index is up a surprisingly strong 0.9%. You know, that's surprisingly strong. You take a dollar, you add a penny to your stack. Does it feel surprisingly strong to you? Yep. The year-on-year rate improved for a second straight month to a minus 4.3 versus a minus 6.2. Okay, so we're falling in free fall, but now we've held up a parasol. Anyway, 7 of 9 census divisions posted monthly gains, led by a 3.3% gain for the East North Central at a minus 0.8. The Pacific Northwest was weakest. Next, the update on the home prices will be on Tuesday. The Case-Shiller will be out and so on and so forth. So that's that one. Here's the EIEIO Petroleum Status Report. Old McDonald. The Energy Information Administration provides weekly information, blah, 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 and it's still not out yet. So let's drop that one and go to this one. MBA Purchase Apps. July home sales proved disappointing, and MBA's purchase index points to further bad news for August. You got to have people go in. You know, they go out and they get their windshield tour with their realtor, and then they got to go into a bank. You know, if they got a contract for sale pending here and they got to go to a bank and get financing, well, nobody's going in. Purchase index fell steeply for a second week, down 5.7%. Those are some real numbers in the August 19th week, and now at its lowest level in 15 years. That housing market ain't exactly moving. Low interest rates aren't helping, with applications falling across the board, including a 15% fall for jumbo loans. That's the big stuff. $250,000, million-dollar properties. They ain't moving either. An 8% government fall for the government housing programs. Not good.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
I don't know about where y'all at, but around here, you know, we got small newspapers, small towns, lots of rural areas, lots of rural ground. But one of the things that you're probably going to start to see in your area as well, in the real estate for sale sections, you might start to see things that crop up like clean title, never mortgaged, not mortgaged in the past 15 years, or any of that sort of stuff. You know, any realtors that are out there, heads up, take note. You know, you got something to sell. If you've got a clear title, you know, we all know the bigger story, but if you're not involved with any of these fraudulent mortgage deals, you've got something to offer your buyers that others just can't bring forward. And as we can see here in this mortgage bankers purchase applications, they ain't exactly storming the banks to get loans, all right? And beyond that, most of the loans that are being placed right now are refis. People are saying, my God, this whole mess, what a mess. The interest rates are now so low, getting out from those dreadful adjustable rate mortgages, going into these very affordable fixed rate mortgages. I mean, how, if you're going to be a debtor to this Federal Reserve banking system, if you've got to go there, look at that 15-year fixed rate mortgage at 3.46% plus your points in origination fees. What a way to go that would be. You can get your house paid off for a fraction of the amount in half the time or less. Keep every time you get ahead a little bit more, throw some money at the principal. Make sure that when you're negotiating a mortgage that you make sure that the banks will allow principal-only payments. In other words, you make your regular monthly payment, and if you've got an extra 50 or 100 or 200, you apply it against the principal. Banks hate it because they have to recalculate all the numbers, but it helps you to pay it off in quicker time. And if you have a windfall, you sell your boat, your bass boat, you sell one of your cars, your extra truck, or you sell your tractor, you can apply that money directly towards the principal, pay that down as quickly as you can so that you can get your property free and clear, fee simple, in your own name, then file quiet title action on it and move from there. But anyway, durable goods orders, you know, this is more than just... It's more than just vacuum cleaners and ranges and refrigerators. It also includes other things like airplanes, et cetera. But here's the report. They had month-to-month change. They were looking for a consensus of about two. They got four. So things look okay there. A monthly surge in new orders for motor vehicles and parts. The best in 8 years. I don't know any of you out there looking to buy a new automobile. It's supposedly the best in 8 years. Headlines of strong durable goods order. Where are those cars mostly coming from? They're mostly Crown Victorias. Why? Because the pigs are loading up on new cars. That's why. That's right. At taxpayer expenses. And then all the agencies, your health department, so on and so forth. All your schools are out there trying to locate new school buses and so on. And then the government with all their new agencies and the new jobs the government has created, you know. They're out there buying automobiles and fleets, and they're trying to get some of these, you know, hybrid cars in that lineup as well. But a monthly surge in new orders for motor vehicles and parts. The best in 8 years. Headlines, a strong durable goods report for July. New orders for durable goods surged 4% in the month, with the motor vehicle component up 11.5%. Wow. In what appears to be the well-anticipated Japanese-related snapback. Oh, well, they're buying Toyotas. Aircraft orders, which nearly always show wide month-to-month swings, rose 43%. Together with motor vehicles, made for 14.6% jump in the transportation category. Excluding transportation, new orders rose a solid 0.7%. So it's fleet vehicles, and airplanes, and I don't imagine that you're buying either. A surge in overall shipments is another big plus for the report, up 2.5% on top of June's 1.1% gain. Primary metals show a third straight month of shipment strength, as do motor vehicles and aircraft. So capital goods also showed a gain in shipments. And so all of that stuff points towards things that may be coming down the pike as some of the builders, the manufacturers, stock up on aluminum and steel and other things like that. Well, not doing too well over in Japan. Japan, this is an article off Bloomberg. Japan triples airborne radiation checks as hot spots spread. That's right, they're still getting Fukushima. Anyway, the Tsuyoshi Inajima, or in his jammies, Yuki Okada, or Okada, it's probably Okada, still writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, probably out of Japan. Japan will more than triple the number of regions it checks for airborne radiation as more contaminated hotspots are discovered, far from Tokyo Electric's power company's crippled Fukushima nuclear power station. Now, the article goes on and it complains because why haven't they been doing this up till now? But anyway, that's the motion, that's the direction this article's taking. The government said it'll increase radiation monitoring by helicopter to 22 prefectures. That's kind of like states or big counties, right? To 22 prefectures from the six closest to the front plant. Fukushima, by the way, is a prefecture, like a state or a county, and Daiichi is the town, which began spewing radiation after an earthquake and tsunami struck. We're going to have an earthquake strike in the East Coast here. We'll talk about that in a moment. Struck the station in March. The plan comes after radioactive waste more than double the regulatory limit was found 200 kilometers or 125 miles from the plant this week. Authorities have refused to go on a cumulative figure for radiation released from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant after estimating in June that fallout in the 6 days following the quake was equal to 15% of the total radiation released from Chernobyl. Well, it goes on. The government should have expanded the monitoring area by helicopters much earlier to ease concerns among the public, Ito said. And that would be Tetsuo Ito, head of the Kinki University's Atomic Energy Research. What? Sign up for some night classes at Kinki University. That ought to be a real ball. Officials on August the 12th found compost in a kindergarten in Tokomachi City, Niigata Prefecture, containing radioactive cesium measuring 27,000 becquerels per kilogram. I'm pretty, you know, you do everything you can do to heat up your compost pile, but I wouldn't recommend adding cesium. Anyway, it's going to be seized, all right. Under Japanese law, waste measuring over 8,000 becquerels per kilogram must be treated as radioactive waste and can't be buried in a landfill or in your garden. Well, that article continues. Nothing but financial news here this morning, virtually. Yeah, let's jump over and pick this one up, and then we'll come into that. Virginia quake leaves cracked, twisted epicenter with a damaged city hall. I heard some audio clips out of this thing, and I'm talking about stupid as stupid does on the East Coast. Well, anyway, they're not used to these earthquakes and tremors. William Selway, Christopher Palmieri, writing this one for Bloomberg. At the VFW post on Mineral Avenue, a brick chimney cracked and twisted on its rooftop perch. Across the street at Farrell's Termite and Pest Control, quite a neighborhood, a plate glass window shattered. I'm telling you, they're going to get the Pope out here, leaving shards on the sidewalk and two exposed images of Jesus. There's no mention of whether or not Mary showed up to join in the fun, but anyway, the 5.8 magnitude earthquake that damaged the spires of Washington's National Cathedral and was felt as far north as Toronto left mostly jarred residents and a few fissures in the architecture of Mineral, Virginia, the town nearest the epicenter. The community, which has one traffic light, and they're upscale. Exeter never has had a traffic light. We don't even have a stop sign. The highway just runs through it. The community, which has one traffic light and is about 90 miles southwest of Washington, it sounded like an aircraft crashing into our house. Anybody ever been through a big earthquake? Ever been through one of those? I have. They're interesting. They're very interesting. And the sound effects are kind of unnerving. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so the article here off Bloomberg in regards to the East Coast earthquake goes on and on here. It's a 5.8 is what they're saying. Of course, we'll find out whether that stays with us. I mean, they can't report anything honestly anyway. But they say here it was rumbling so bad it was treading like treading water, said Tamara Grindheim. Grindheim. Wonder how long it took them to find her. So they conclude her in a Bloomberg article, Grindheim's, in an earthquake article. I mean, it's, anyway, they describe bookcases falling over at her home and food rattling in the refrigerator. Always, that is really troubling, isn't it? When the oranges are rattling, you know something's up at that point. Earthquakes of such a magnitude are rare on the East Coast, according to Jack Boatwright, a seismologist for the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California. The last one, if they don't have anybody with the U.S. Geological Survey that might have been over there in the Virginia area, no, they go to somebody in California. The last one of similar size occurred in Saguenay, Quebec, in 1988. He said, because the Geological Survey doesn't have an extensive network of sensors in rural Virginia, scientists won't know the exact location of the epicenter of the fault line involved for weeks, Boatwright said in a telephone interview. Well, going to be taken out in the courtyard and flogged for that admission. Anyway, the federal agency will be moving more monitors to the area to study aftershocks. That's a little bit late, don't you think? Anyway, maybe they'll bring some lawnmowers, too. Earthquakes of this size really only happen about once every 30 years. We're still trying to get as much information as possible. So that's what's going on over there. This one's a little bigger article. Central bank seen retaining gold to help manage debt as bullion advances. Of course, you know, Hugo Chavez, he wants to have his gold in-house. But the logistics going to be relatively interesting there. Listen to an interesting broadcast on another network yesterday. And it's going to be no small shakes to get that much gold, first of all, collected, and second of all, transported to Venezuela. Oh, I don't know where Hugo is going to put it, but he's already volunteered to put it in his own house if necessary. Central, I would too. Central banks are net buyers of gold for the first time in a generation. Well, of course, you know, we've been hearing about this for the last 10 years. They have been picking up gold, though. Sometimes they sell, but now they're net buyers. Are likely to retain their holdings even if they need to raise cash to counter an escalating debt crisis, according to Morgan Stanley. And I strongly recommend you consider that as sound advice. All right? Central banks, you could say mom and pa America, are net buyers of gold for the first time in a generation, maybe even 70 years. And they are likely to retain their holdings, you know, be buyers, not sellers at this time. Even if they need to raise cash, that's right, just sell something else, sell that bass boat. Don't sell your gold or silver yet, to counter an escalating debt crisis. Once they've sold, here's the quote, now, okay, experts said, quote, once they've sold, that's it. And buying back would be extremely expensive, close quote, said Peter Richardson. So buy long and hang on, all right? We're going to be in for some very, very troubling times here. We don't know where things are going, but one thing we can almost guarantee is that Federal Reserve note with the hidden lien of hypothecation is going down, down, down. Anyway, once they've sold, that's it, and buying back would be extremely expensive. Remember, just on the 8th, gold cleared the $1,700 mark. This week it cleared the 1900. Now it's retracting, consolidating as the big money people with the electronic trades are making some money, taking some money off the table, taking their profits, and why shouldn't they? Anyway, said Peter Richardson, chief metals economist at Morgan Stanley Australia, who studied the metals markets for 20 years, quote, they would rather have the backlog of a rising asset within their reserve portfolios than use it to reduce debt. Debt is going to be with us. Debt might be repudiated. Please, don't use your metals to reduce debt. Gold rallied to a record this week as rising government debt burdens and weakened currencies boosted demand for a haven. Central banks are the biggest gold holders in Thailand, South Korea, Kazakhstan, Mexico, and Russia have added to their reserves this year. Too bad the United States is not listed there. Anyway, the precious metals is the currency of the world. See, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke doesn't quite understand this. Ron Paul gets it, so do you. But Bernanke didn't get it. You know, he says, well, it's an asset. Yeah. It's the currency of the world amid the debt crisis. The economist Dennis Gartman, now, he's questionable. He's a hot and cold guy. Rather you be hot or cold there, Dennis, and spew you out of your mouth because you're lukewarm. Under conditions of austerity, oh brother, there's that word again, we're going to see a further deterioration of debt, Richardson said in an interview yesterday. Debt, it's a debt-based monetary system. Rising risk argues in favor of holding on to their gold reserves rather than selling them because they've only got one shot at selling. Want to be like Gordon Brown and sell at the bottom of the market. Americans altogether too often, you know, they buy high and sell low. That's not wise. Immediate delivery gold, which has rallied 30% this year, touched an all-time high of $1,913.50 an ounce yesterday and was at $1,846.07. by 12:02 p.m. in London. It was going down. The metal may have reached 2,000 by the end of the year. My God, the way it's going these days, it might reach 2,000 before the middle of next month. According to median forecasts in a Bloomberg survey of 13 traders and analysts at a conference in Kavalaram in South India. What are they doing there? Go ahead, buy the Brahma cow and bring him home. European central banks won't be selling their gold because while it may be a means to raise cash, it definitely won't be enough to settle their debts. So people out there, they're worried about, oh, God, they're going to call in the gold. There's not enough of it out there to be concerned about, folks. But it's definitely an asset to have in your portfolio, if we could give Benjamin Shalom a little bit of credo. Besides, none of the central banks believe in the currencies of other countries. That's right. It's all based on faith, isn't it? It's a faith-based initiative. Do you have any... How's your full faith and credit of the United States doing this morning? In 2010, central banks became net buyers for the first time in two decades, adding 87 metric tons in purchases. 87 metric tons. They're small players. SPDR Gold Shares, World Gold Council, moved into the number one, the premier gold position in the ETFs, holding 1,259.57 metric tons. And the central banks adding 87 metric tons in purchases in countries like Bolivia and Mauritius, according to the World Gold Council data. In the second quarter of 2011, central banks and government installations buying rose almost fivefold to 69.4 tons, taking the first half total to 192.3 tons. The banks will remain net buyers this year. Every ounce of gold and silver you can put in your pocket takes 1 ounce of gold or silver away from the central bankers. And that's what we want to do, leave them with an empty bag. After all, they refuse to keep honest weights and measures in their bag, so let's put them in ours. Well, several of these lengthy articles, if you go up on the Bloomberg website this morning and look for these articles, or if you're not in the chat room where 10K Puddles has jumped in so many great extra articles already this morning, you might want to think about that. Jump in to becomevocallocal.com, go into our chat room. Not much else on that website, even though I had to renew the high cost of maintaining it yesterday. Anyway, you'll find a lot of articles this morning, lengthy articles that get into lots of the details. We're going to cover some of them, that about this global financial meltdown and bailout of the bankers. Fed made State Street profitable as middleman, an article off Bloomberg, Christopher Condon writing for Bloomberg. State Street, that's J.P. Morgan, State Street, I believe, is Rothschild's interest there. State Street Corporation and J.P. Morgan Chase and Company profited during the financial crisis by borrowing $200 billion, almost risk-free, from the Federal Reserve under a program intended to rescue money market funds. Now, you think, well, I've been hearing about this a lot. Well, yeah, but this article and the next couple of them really fill in some of the blanks. The Fed lent State Street a total of $89 billion to buy securities from the funds in 2008-2009 after the credit crisis triggered by the collapse of Lehman Brothers, Inc., according to Fed data compiled by Bloomberg News from information released in response to Freedom of Information Act requests. We can thank Bloomberg's people for this, all right? They really put the pressure on, they put the heat on, they got the information they were looking for. Related court orders and an act of Congress, the central bank also guaranteed against losses on the short-term notes as long as they met eligibility guidelines. State Street, based in Boston, yeah, and the city in London, I would have to say, held the securities to maturity and collected a return of $75.6 million. I'd like to be able to just go to Uncle Suck and say, hey, give us a couple billion, then we put it out at interest or we put it to work. We profit all of the money, then we give them back the cash. Wow, what a scam. While New York-based J.P. Morgan hasn't disclosed its profits from the transaction, it would have been about $93 million at the same rate of return that State Street reported. There's a lot more to come, so stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And just jumped over to Market Watch, the Wall Street Journal. They're looking at the gold that's off another 80. It's down $86 at 1,777, and it's bouncing back now, coming back up. It may have found a bottom in there at 1,764. So just keep your eyes on it. That was a lot of profit taking going on, and it may continue a bit further today. Will it reverse later in the day? Possibly. Could it close at that even? Possibly. But we've had about $120, $130 sell-off so far this morning. Let's go on. Again, back to this lengthy article about what's going down here. Fed made State Street profitable as the middleman. State Street, again, based in Boston, held the securities to maturity, collected a return of $75.6 million, according to regulatory filings. J.P. Morgan borrowed and bought $111 billion securities under the same program. Record show. While New York-based J.P. Morgan hasn't disclosed its profits from the transactions, it would have been about $93 million at the same rate of return. State Street reported, of course, yesterday, the day before, we heard coming out this noise about how Lloyd Blankfein, probably Cohen and the others at Goldman sucks, and probably soon at the J.P. Morgan elsewhere, lawyering up a little bit. But these guys have been lawyered up ever since they were embroiled in that Levine panel, trying to find out just what on earth went down. But, it could very well be that we might be moving towards some kind of resolution. They might have a fall guy for us. Maybe Blankfein will get to go and get Bernie Madoff's cell, I don't know. The program, maybe he'll slip out the back door and spend the rest of his life with family in Israel, hard to say. The program was enacted without any bidding process and awarded on the basis of whoever was there at the moment. How would you like to get a loan like that? You know, the banks, you know, let you know that, oh, for the first 100 people to come in, they can all borrow $1 million at no interest. Anyway, it goes, while the bank's return may have been appropriate, the lack of competitive bids is troubling. Mason said he noted that for State Street, J.P. Morgan, and other participants, there was virtually no risk. Wow. Borrow as much as you like, boys. Take all you want. No risk. Wow. The gains came from a Fed program with a complicated name and a simple concept, the Asset-Backed Commercial Paper Money Market Mutual Fund Liquidity Facility. Or the AMLF. Wow. Asset-backed commercial paper money market mutual fund liquidity facility. That's like the fire hose of dollars, isn't it? It was designed to inject cash into money funds that faced increasing redemption pressures as global credit markets seized up after Lehman's September the 15th, 2008 bankruptcy. State Street, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others acted as middlemen collecting profits as they funneled the central bank's cash to the funds. Long article. Talks about a national emergency. It got around the rules without using intermediaries when it opened the commercial paper funding facility on October the 27th of 2008. And in that program, Federal Reserve Bank in New York formed and funded a special purpose vehicle to purchase short-term debt directly from issuers. The vehicle earned the central bank $6.1 billion in interest income over the life of the program. So the central banks and the Federal Reserve, you know, they pick up all of their fees, they pick up their interest, and they go out with all of this money. That's how they can give the big bonuses and stuff. And then the money, supposedly, not risk, everybody got to pay the money back. But unfortunately, all of those commissions and all of that interest went into other people's pockets. Well, here's a little bit of blowback from all that. Homeowner groups sue to force foreclosures, okay? As if you want more foreclosures. There are a lot of homeowners out there that are suing to block or end foreclosures, but homeowner groups sue to force foreclosures. John Gittleson, writing this one for Bloomberg. John Gittleson probably had his matzo this morning. Members of the Vintage East Condominium Association in Miami Beach got tired of waiting for J.P. Morgan and Chase to foreclose on Unit 9. Unit 9. So they sued the bank in February to take control of the property. Well, you don't want to live in a condominium, man. You need to run these homeowners associations. These people are vicious. In June, more than 4 years after the owner stopped making payments, wow, that's some pretty cheap rent. A judge ruled that J.P. Morgan lost its claim to the $144,000 mortgage. The apartment is now on the market for $87,500. It's falling prices. This is the Walmart mentality. And the association may stave off insolvency with proceeds from the sale and a new owner who pays monthly dues, a member of the board at the complex said. Four of the 11 other owners at the property, so that's a 12-unit condo, are also behind in dues. Four of the 11 other owners. Here's a quote, I find it an outrage that the bank had decided to do nothing and the owners got stuck. Lawson, who's had her Vintage East condo since 2004, said in a telephone interview, if we get this unit sold, we'll have a little money. Well, what do they need the money for? Well, when you buy into a condominium or some of these homeowners associations, they've got money that they ding everybody. They're monthly dues. And they use the monthly dues to prune the bushes and mow and clean up garbage and repair common ground roof. And, you know, the swimming pool needs to be washed. And so everybody cleans that pool out and things like that. People pitch in their extra money in the condo club, so to speak. And they're having really hard times because if they've got nothing but a bunch of foreclosures and empty units and everybody's broke, why, they can't live in the lap of luxury that they're used to. So now they're in there appealing to the banks. Well, mortgage terminator, the terminator comes to the rescue. Ben Solomon. I wonder if he spends part of his year in New York. Probably. The lenders are stalling foreclosures, said Ben Solomon, the Miami Beach attorney for the Vintage Each Association, in a telephone interview. Our complaints say the banks abandoned their interest and either need to accept responsibility for the title or walk away. I don't know. They probably all have the same, probably all visit with the same rabbi. Anyway, interesting place here. The Solomon, whose association law groups represented homeowners' boards in 16 Florida counties with 15,000 delinquent owners, also won what he calls the mortgage terminator lawsuits in claims against the Bank of America Corporation, Citigroup Inc., Deutsche Bank AGs, Wells Fargo and Company, according to court records. About 60 million people, or one in five Americans, live in residences with condo or homeowner associations. According to the Community Associations Institute, a trade group in Falls Church, Virginia, communitarians, right, with some of the highest foreclosure rates. Remember, we studied Agenda 21, we found out all about the collective. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go to a collective system. We're no longer going to have these pesky sovereign states and sovereign nations and borders and all that nonsense. That's old school. No, we're going to move away from an ownership society to a collective. That's what it's all about. About 50% of our members said the housing crisis and the economic downturn have had a severe or serious impact on their association. So it's blowing all over the place, no doubt about it. As we can go to this one, there's some big articles I'm just not going to have time to cover. Drought-baked fields curb U.S. wheat outlet. Now, yesterday, had it on the browser, didn't report on it, but I guess they're having great wheat crops coming out of Australia, so pick up some of the slack down there. That's not going to be the case in North America. Whitney McFerrin writing this one for Bloomberg, a year-long drought from Kansas to Texas. Yeah, we were talking about that. I had a little sprinkle here the other morning, greened up the grass just enough to have to mow it. A year-long drought, boy, that ground is just cracked. I mean, you could stick a cigarette down into some of these cracks all the way. A year-long drought from Kansas to Texas has created the driest conditions on records for farmers preparing to plant winter wheat. You like bread? Yeah. You like pasta? Well, get ready. Anyway, dimming crop prospects for a second straight year in the U.S., the world's largest exporter. Dry weather already has cut output of hard red winter wheat, the most common U.S. variety, by 22% from 2010. Government data shows, if you can believe them. If the drought persists into the planting months of September and October, next year's harvest will be even smaller, and prices on the Kansas City Board of Trade may jump 50% to $13 a bushel. Of course, there's only a few pennies worth of wheat in a loaf of bread, but right now, for a decent loaf of bread, it's $4. If it jumps 50% again, will my bread be $6 next summer? Could be. Anyway, in Texas, where agriculture loses losses from the drought, where a record of 5.2 billion soil moisture is so depleted that plants may not emerge from the ground without more rain. Well, we'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Microplant Powder.
Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the first hour of big basket full of news. Talking about baskets, we still got wheat on our mind. Going to come back to that in a moment. But if you are not on the on the internet and you're listening via radio, you can also call in at 866-841-1065. You might want to make a note of that, 866-841-1065. That's the call-in number. And for those that are on the internet, you want to jump into the chat room. It's becomevocallocal.com. Right there on the homepage, you can see chat room. Jump in there. Not much else on that website, but there's lots of activity happening in the chat room each and every morning. Lots of great links being dropped in there. And if you're very kind and ask politely, 10K Puddles might add you to the email list. And at the end of the broadcast, all these links that get dropped into the chat room will be dropped into your email basket. And you can do companion research and additional news research to your heart's content for the balance of the day. I never seem to be able to follow all the links 10K sends, but I'm glad he's got them on the record, and we can come back day by day and pull this material up again. But again, into the news basket, talking about this article, drought-baked fields curb U.S. wheat outlook. All right, things not looking too good. Dry weather has already cut the output of hard red winter wheat. That's what they're talking about here. The most common U.S. variety by 22%. Not looking good in Texas, where the agricultural losses from the drought were a record of $5.2 billion. Soil moisture is so depleted that the plants may not emerge from the ground without more rain. All right, that's real stuff. Here's a little bit more real stuff. A quotation, most of us are gamblers enough that we will plant a wheat crop. And I know the people that do this sort of stuff, and gambling is exactly what it is. Anybody that ever told you that a cow gives milk, no way. You've got to take every bit that you get. And people that plant acreage, it's a gamble. Anyway, said John Goodnight, who farms 3,500 acres in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Look at the investment there. Have you ever driven a tractor over a 100-acre field? Have you been over that same 100-acre field more than once? You know how much time is involved? You know that you've got to put this expensive diesel fuel into the tractors? Well, this particular individual, and he's not the only one doing it, he farms 3,500 acres. And if he's willing to put wheat into 3,500 acres, he's more than just gambling. All right. He's got a substantial investment there. It's enough to make or break it. He saw his wheat output drop by a third this year. Quote, we just live and work in the conditions we have. It's exceedingly hard to make it work with drought. And there's a lots of truth to that. I've done a little bit of hay work, running some big tractors, and you just have to work with what you got. You can only cut, rake, and bale the grass you got, and God help you if it rains on your windrows. Anyway, while global supplies are rising as exporters in Russia and Eastern Europe recover from a drought in 2010, Kansas City wheat futures that closed yesterday at $8.65 a bushel, may jump to $10 by the end of September. Of course, now you got to deal with all the speculators. So if it wasn't bad enough with the drought, if it isn't bad enough that Monsanto and the others are in there jiggling the seed, then you got the speculators. Anyway, for hard red winter wheat in particular, we're already down to very tight stocks because of this year's drought. What are they talking about? Well, you've got to have seed to go forward. And of course, if you're in bed with Monsanto and they've got their Terminator genes at work for you, well, you don't even have the seed to sell them back to Monsanto. A second year in a row of poor yields in the southern plains would be cause for extreme price rationing. We'll be back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, back on August the 24th, this is our Wednesday live broadcast. In the first hour, went through a variety of news. I'm just going to give you just a little bit more. Not much. Not going to take this whole segment, I hope, on this. But there's two very important articles, I believe, that I would just call to your attention up on Bloomberg this morning. They're very lengthy articles, but if you're at all economically inclined, if you're all concerned about the meltdown on Wall Street, I would encourage you to go look. There's a lot of information in these articles, and they're just too long to read, all right? But the first one is U.S. banks facing Main Street squeeze as economy saps earnings. You know, Bloomberg's been really up to the lead in getting the details out in regards to the fraudulent activities of the banks. You wouldn't think that, you know, from Michael Bloomberg, And he only paid about $200 million to be the mayor of New York City. He's a real piece of work, no matter how you cut him. But this Bloomberg website that I go to every single morning is right there from the middle of New York City. And if you don't get it closer than that, I don't know what you can do, all right? Anyway, Christine Harper, writing this one, starts off on this wise. Two U.S. Treasury Secretaries and Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke provided capital and cheap loans to banks during the last 3 years to help fuel an economic revival. It hasn't worked out, right? They're having to admit this can't not be easy for the banking community, all right? This can't be easy. They've blown it. They've made a ton of money. They're very concerned. They fear the pitchforks and torches. You know, you could just take these people out and festoon the streets of New York City, and Wall Street in particular, Bond Street and State Street and all the rest of them, just festoon lamp poles with their bodies, all right? It could happen. While those policies benefited Wall Street, they failed to produce a sustained recovery on Main Street, where unemployment remains more than 9%. Now, the sputtering U.S. economy may sap bank earnings and Wall Street bonuses. Well, don't hold your breath on that one. Profit estimates for companies including Bank of America Corporate have been slashed as much as 30% following a report showing weaker than expected growth in the first half domestic product and after the Federal Reserve said its plans to leave benchmark borrowing costs at historic lows. And watch for the Jackson Hole reports. They're meeting out there, all the bankers. The political class, now get this, the political class is fixated on how the banking system caused the problem in the first place, and therefore how it will have to cure it in the future. That if you get the banks working again, the economy works, said Robert B. Albertson, chief strategist at Sandler O'Neill and Partners LP in New York. Quote, again, this is from Robert Albertson, "It drives me into silly laughter. It's the other way around." So on the one hand, you know, you've got the Congress with their fiscal policy. On the other hand, you got the Fed and all of their queen bankers, and they have the monetary policy. And the Congress is showing to the American people a fiscal face and asking for the impossible. Right? The banks aren't going to bail us out. As Robert Albertson said, "It drives me into silly laughter. It's the other way around." Now, that's a long article. All right. I'm not going any further with it. You can read it for yourself. Here's another one. Morgan Stanley, this is another headline, "At the Brink, got $107 billion from the Fed." These articles are worthy of your time. Bradley Keown writing for Bloomberg. As markets convulsed in September of 2008, Morgan Stanley MS Treasurer David Wong, boy, has he been wrong, briefed the Federal Reserve on a dark scenario in which the U.S. firm would need at least $10 billion of emergency loans, and they got them. It got 10 times darker by the month's end. Morgan Stanley borrowed $107.3 billion, the most of any bank, according to bank data compiled by Bloomberg News using information released in response to its Freedom of Information Act request. Okay? So they were unrelenting. They stayed right on it. They got the information. Morgan Stanley's borrowing more than twice the amount all banks got from the Fed in the market squeeze that followed the September the 11th terrorist attacks. Wow. Yeah, the same terrorists. Good morning, Mr. Silverstein. We've got a few days to go, and we'll have another decade anniversary coming up. Peaked after the hedge funds pulled $128.1 billion from the firm in 2 weeks. Documents released by the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission show. And it goes on and on. "These were like hot money deposits." This is a quote. "These were like hot money deposits that could flee in an instant," said Tanya Ozarks, a former Standard & Poor's analyst who covered Morgan Stanley during the crisis and is now a consultant at Briarcliff Manor, New York. Quote, "The firm never thought that the hedge funds would get that spook." So they're really concerned, and rightly so. More people find out how deep this hole goes. And the article goes on and on and on. "It remains a black box," said Adam Hurwicz, a former member of the Financial Accounting Standards Board's Investors Technical Advisory Committee, who's now a portfolio manager of New York-based investment firm Ulysses Management LLC. Quote, "They don't give you the information to be able to decipher whether they've changed anything." And they haven't. We're still in the same problem. All right? for supply side solutions. Anyway, I don't remember exactly how Vicky put it, but it was so apt. So if the clients pulled their money out, the view was that the money had not been lent out, so the cash would have been sitting there, able to hand over. It turns out that was not entirely correct. Prime brokers were able to reuse clients' assets to raise cash for their own activities. And it goes on and on. Well worth the time for you to read it. One last little bit. This is the third one. Wall Street aristocracy gets $1.2 trillion in Fed secret loans. Again, right off Bloomberg. Bradley Cohen and Phil Kuntz writing this one collaboratively. Citibank and Bank AmeriCorps were the reigning champions of finance in 2006 as high home prices peaked, leaving the 10 biggest U.S. banks and brokerage firms their best year ever with $104 billion of profit. Then their derivative scam broke. All right? And it just went downhill from there. These are all whopping numbers, said Robert Litton, a former Justice Department official who in the 1990s served on a commission probing to the causes of the saving and loan crisis. Quote, you're talking about the aristocracy of American finance going down the tubes without the federal money. And it just goes on and on. So we think about the advice or the projection, if you will, of Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte. When they were looking at the positive stage of human development, the technocracy, the technocratic future, the semi-utopian technocratic future, maybe the zeitgeist future, and they were talking about in this new positive stage, we're living it, the world would be run by the captains of finance and industry. I'm Lloyd Blankfein, you know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of them, J.P. Morgan, the rest of them, Citibank, HSBC, all of them, all right, the captains of finance and industry, Jeffrey Imaltz, you know, GE, Chrysler, making all the war toys, all those people. The world will be run by their captains of finance and industry, supported or by their through an appointed dictator. All right, you can think of Ban Ki-moon. I don't care, Barry the usurper. You pick your dictator, Gordon Brown, you know, Tony Blair, Jorge Bush, Jorge One, Jorge Two. You name it, doesn't matter. Ronald Reagan, I don't care where you point it, just point it there. This stuff was all planned out in the 1800s. And then that appointed dictator would be supported in all the things they do by a cadre of super social scientists. We come back to the break, we're going to go into social science, find out a little bit more about that.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Before we dive into the books, let's go and see who we've got on the line here calling, it looks like, from Minnesota, and say good morning to our caller. Good morning.
Hey, Will, it's Jason calling. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. Thanks for taking my call today. And, you know, this is a very interesting topic, you know, that you're doing this Henry St. Simon. I went out and actually bought the book, and I'm currently reading it, and about a quarter way through it. But, you know, as I read it, it reminds me, you know, of the different forms of government that we have, you know, if we look at it from a pure scientific point of view. But it just seems like what he was proposing or bringing forth is an aristocracy. But it's just that at the time, you know, that there was this, you know, new technology, new information that was coming into view, and that it looks like they're able to take advantage of this, you know, this new sciences and new technology, and then bring about and into the new aristocracy. And I think it'd be interesting if we could take a look at just what is an aristocracy.
Go ahead.
Well, from what I've got so far on aristocracy, that it's a, you know, government by the best individuals or by a small privileged class, or a government in which power is vested in a minority consisting of those believed to be the best qualified.
Yeah, and we see on the article
that the key word in there is believed to be the best qualified.
Yeah, and we see on this article off of Bloomberg this morning, Wall Street aristocracy gets $1.2 trillion in Fed secret loans. And you go back and you look at the writings of Plato, you know, and he's talking about, in Plato's Republic, talking about the same sort of a thing. You know, would it be possible that we could be ruled by an aristocracy with Christ-like wisdom? But, you know, that's never really proven to be the case. And so the aristocracies always are put forward as being the best men. And one would hope that that would be the case. You know, if we're working in our local precincts, we're trying to find a county committee man or a county committee woman. Or if we look at the Medici, we could see that they were, you know, for their time, the most advanced and the best men in arts and learning, advancing the Renaissance. You know, this would be the thing that we would hope for. But certainly we can see that that's not always the case. And today, the banker's greed has got the better of them. The captains of finance and industry no longer care about anybody of the people on the planet. It's all about profit, and that's the only reason they go into business. So we can see that Henry St. Simon, at his time, when he was looking at the industries, the Industrial Revolution just getting started, and August Comte behind him, they most certainly, these weren't, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness type folk. These guys were definitely aristocratic leaners, just as were our founders. You know, Madison, I can talk about him in a moment, too. But your observation is absolutely right.
Yeah, I'll just make one more comment, and then I'm going to go here. But, you know, as I do become vocal local, and I'm out there and in the community, and I'm talking to people, and I've been finding that those who are in a leadership roles or who are part, you know, most participatory in the government, they're not well-read, and they're not very well-learned. And, you know, I'm not to say that I am, but, you know, I do try my best. I've been reading as much and studying up as much, but it really makes me nervous, you know, that people are advancing ideas and agendas and they don't even spend the time to researching them. But that's all I have to say today, but keep up the good work. Thanks, Will.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, Jason. Always great to hear from you, and thanks for all the work that you do in the chat room. Lots of good points raised, and certainly, you know, and this is one of the troubles that we have. You know, we allowed this education system come on us and at us. We go back to Fast Bullet, Culture Changes, the book I've shared with you excerpts from, but if we can go in just like they did with the Bertram Schaffner and the authoritarian in the Fatherland, if we can go into a society and get in at the children, get down into the very, you know, he mentioned in that book, you know, at what stage should we interdict or intervene in the life of a child? Should we meet them when they come into kindergarten? Should we meet them when they are in their short pants? Should we meet them when they're in swaddling clothes in the mother's arms? Or should we meet them before they've even been born? And you can see that today, you know, you go to the doctor and you have your prenatal care and all that sort of stuff. You know, they're already shooting you up full of drugs and whatnot, dumbing down your child in the womb. You know, and or just eradicating the child with birth control or abortion or something like that. They've poisoned the minds of the mothers and the fathers. It's so difficult, you know, these days to be able to even think about raising a family, because the mothers and fathers at this time period, the young today, they too have been brainwashed and drugged up. You know, they're all full of all kinds of, you know, drugs and bad nutrition. So, I mean, you can destroy a people. And so how can we expect then, when we go to the county commissioners meetings, or if we go to the school board meetings, that we're dealing with anything other than the product of the generation we live in? Thank goodness for this network and broadcasts like this one and so many others out there, where we can actually energize. We can find the trivium again. We can find the quadrivium again. We can go into the books. We don't have to do all of the legwork that so many of us in the research community, if you will, have done for over these years. You know, most of my research is like Daniel in the Bible. I, Daniel, know by books is the way the book of Daniel starts off, and I, William, start, you know, from the books. But then on came the internet. And it just accelerates our ability to know things. No one today in any form of leadership, no one today in finance and business, no one now has any longer any ground to stand on when they claim ignorance. And so when you find your county commissioners are ignorant, or they claim to be ignorant of ICLEI, or claim to be ignorant of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the United Nations Initiative, and they claim to be ignorant of the International Migration and Development Agenda, slap them upside the head with it. Shame on them for not taking a look at it. You talk to your state representative and you talk about state banking and they claim to know nothing about it. Just point them to Ellen Brown. Let them get an earful, you know, on the internet. Anyway, so there's a lot to it. Jump back into the founders. To the end of his life, Madison, that'd be James Madison, continued to affirm a theoretic devotion to the freedom of trade. But look how it winds up. During the years of the Depression that followed the Napoleonic Wars, he complained that attempts of Great Britain and France to achieve self-subsisting systems. Self-reliance? Sure. Self-sufficiency? Right. The claims to achieve self-subsisting systems would produce similar efforts elsewhere, and that the final results must be disastrous to those whose prosperity depended most on the freedom and extent of international trade. He thought that the best remedy for the depressed conditions in any country was, quote, freedom of commerce among all nations, close quote. The aggregate, quote, fruits of the earth would then be available for all. All right, from the founding fathers until after the War of Secession, notice the way Edward McNall Burns here in his book puts that, the idea of the America idea of missions, Edward McNall Burns, in his book, from the period of the fathers until the War of Secession, that'd be the War of Northern Aggression, free enterprise and free competition were taken almost for granted. Great monopolies such as the United States Bank had been broken, and new ones had not yet risen to take their place. Agitation for the protective tariffs steadily increased, but few seemed to think of these as inconsistent with individualist economics. Besides, the great age of protectionism had not yet dawned. The Civil War and the extension of railroads gave an impetus to industrialization that enabled the United States to surpass every country in the world by 1900 in the production of manufactured goods. Success imbued the captains of the system. Here's the captains of the system, the captains of finance and industry, It's not unique to me. Many people have written about it, including the Pit of Vipers. Wiley wrote on that one and called them the captains of finance and industry, too. So did Aldous Huxley. Anyway, let's continue along. Success imbued the captains of the system with pride in their achievements and a conviction that special virtue resided in their method, in their methods. You know, this aristocracy. Special virtue. We'll find out more about that after this word from our sponsors. Do stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And again, just recalling the studies and the discussion in the past week or so in regards to this this book about the life of the Medici, all right? Same sort of a deal. Aristocracy, you bet. The Medicis, you know, they came on that way. They were money changers. They were international bankers. Their gold florin became the international currency, the medium of exchange in their time. But they were, so to speak, common folk. They weren't the old feudal lords, all right? They became them. They became them. And we talk about conservative and liberal. Well, they were liberals, man. They were into liberalism. They were art and learning and all that, the Renaissance. At the same time, they had, you know, they were in the rag business, you know. They were into wool, and they dyed wool, and they wove wool, and they were in the silk trade, you know, planting mulberry trees and all kinds of things. They had, you know, Florence was a republic. So was Venice. And then it had states. But in those days, there were city-states in the area around it, much like in the feudal, you know, lords, the three-field systems. These were all little states, vassal states. They called the other towns and areas around them vassal states, and they were the feudal, you know, republic, and the capital was Florence, and so on and so forth, all across Italy, Tuscany, and the various other places, Rome, same way. And so we had these aristocracies, and they grew up, and as we found through the lineage of the Medici, that eventually, you know, it was through Catherine, most all of the rest of the, you know, the royals flowed from her vein, so to speak. For a long period of time, back into this discussion again, the Gospel of Individualism, out of Edward McNall's Burns book here, where we continue. It says, agitation, again, for the protective tariffs steadily increased, but few seem to think of these as inconsistent with individualist economics. Besides, the great age of protectionism had not yet dawned. The Civil War and the extension of the railroads. Go back and look and listen to the broadcast we did with Gustavus Myers and think about the credit mobilier in Europe and credit mobilier here with the canals, the coasting trade, and the railroad expansion, and the settling of the central, all of the westward expansion, and the gold mines and so on, and the timber and the coal and all that went along with that, the exploitation of the minerals of this continent. The Civil War and the extension of the railroads gave an impetus to industrialization that enabled the United States again to surpass, blah, blah, blah. Success imbued the captains of the systems with pride in their achievements, and a conviction that special virtue resided in their methods, even if they had to hire propagandists like Ivy Ledbetter Lee to paint a happy face on an otherwise brutal system. To a plundering age, they were heroes. A plundering age. Man, there was just something for everybody out there. Cut down those pine trees. Let's make spar timber out of this, you know. We've got a mast here. Cut it down. To a plundering age, they were heroes. Look at all this coal. Damn, mountains of coal. Let's get a railroad spur in here. To a plundering age, they were heroes, and it was natural that millions of their admirers should endorse their ideas as standards of value. Moreover, the introduction of Marxism and collectivist anarchism from Europe focused attention upon economic individualism as a means of preserving the status quo. What is liberal? What is conservative? Free enterprise became a watchword for conservatives. Noted among the conservative apologists for economic individualism was Charles A. Dana, erstwhile colleague of George Ripley at Brook Farm and subsequent cynic and ranting imperialist. About 1850, Dana journeyed to Europe, and after observing the machinations of Louis Napoleon and other demagogues, turned sour against the idealism of his youth and devoted the remainder of his life to the pursuit of the main chance for himself and the glorification for the buccaneering activities of his capitalist associates. Though professing adherence to Manchesterism, that's factory system, Manchester, England, all right, that's Robert Owen, collectivists they were, he departed from that gospel sufficiently to advocate protective tariffs for industrialists and huge grants of public lands for the railroads. He did insist, however, that the role of government should be reduced to that of a policeman to keep the peace. And he scoffed at ideas for pure food legislation, for an income tax, and for regulation of business. You think times are changing, my friends? We're on a treadmill. When in 1896, the Democrats adopted populist demands for nationalization of the railroads, prohibition of government by injunction, the free coinage of silver, and the reorganization of the Supreme Court, Dana's wrath flamed into hysteria. He talked about absurd, unpatriotic, and dangerous experiments and referred to the approval of lawless violence and the wild light of anarchy shining through. He did not stop to consider his own jingoism and irresponsible clamor for Cuba, Mexico, and Canada might ultimately do more to promote a spirit of lawlessness than of any schemes for populism. Well, you know, Auguste Comte wasn't ignorant, neither was Henry Simon. And when Auguste Comte came up with this idea of sociology where we'd actually put man under the microscope and make him the object of scientific study, we crossed into a whole new time period. It brings us to this GIS, GPS, global governance system today, and Agenda 21, United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development of the 21st century, with so many of these green weenies come out championing Sierra Club, Nature Conservancy, Earth First, and the rest of that crowd, anyway. But his idea is bigger than that. So we go in here and we jump into Mr. Cohen's writings, just continuing to move forward in several books at the same time. Reason and Nature, an essay on the meaning of scientific method. Morris Cohen, New York, 1931. Jimmy, all back and forth here, spanning 600 years of time. The ideal goal, and he gives it again in Greek, of the social and the natural sciences. What is the ideal goal of the social and natural sciences? What can we hope to learn from all of this inquiry? So far as science, he writes, means the rigorous weighing of all the evidence. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me your evidence. So far as science means the rigorous weighing of all the evidence, including a full consideration of all possible theories, which is the true antidote for bias or prejudice, all sciences, obviously, have the same ideal. But in this sense, the efforts of a critical historian like Thucydides are also scientific. And if you haven't read the Peloponnesian Wars, of which Thucydides was the historian, you've missed an interesting read. A good deal of social and political science is thus scientific only to the extent that history is. And, of course, that's the whole deal with St. Simon. It was this historical analysis of history. I shouldn't say it, the scientific analysis of history. But anyway, a good deal of social and political science is thus scientific only to the extent that history is scientific. When history is written by the victor, you know, when you have to search and search and wait for a book like this one I'm reading by Colonel Young on the Medici, which wasn't drawn from all of the nonsense of the day, but it was drawn from the state papers and their own writings and their own letters. Finally, somebody went in and did a thorough study on who they were and what they were, and he focused on it from the standpoint of art and learning, as opposed to getting into the intimate details of their banking enterprises. Then and only then can we really start to get a better understanding of some of the things that have come before us. But when the victor writes the story, his story, it demands us to be better researchers than that. When, however, we examine the nature of the general rules employed in evidence or explanation of particular facts, we notice that in the natural sciences, these rules are the objects of explicit logical or mathematical development, which makes it easier to verify them, while in the social sciences, they are apt to be only implicit and consequently unexamined and of uncertain truth value. Uncertain truth value. That's what we talk about newspeak, and we talk about political correctness, and we talk about homosexuals, lesbians, transgenders, and so on and so forth today. And what will people think in the future when they look back at this time period? Well, they'd be scratching their noggin, wondering, what the hell's going on? What's all this crap about anti-Semitism? Who was Abraham Foxman? Why would anyone care? Who cares about the ADL? What is with this illegitimate box of rocks that seems to be driving global geopolitical affairs called Israel? Why, there was nobody there that was even a Hebrew, much less a Jew. What an atheistic socialist. It's a socialist tactic. It's Zionism, Christian Zionism. What is all that? Why did people say Judeo-Christian in their time? Nonsense. There's nothing in the Bible that'll verify that. Nothing in history either. It's a whole cloth fabrication. What was with that Holocaust? Why, that wasn't the Holocaust. That was a smokescreen. That was a cover-up. The real Holocaust happened elsewhere. And they were covered up. Obviously, both these general propositions are to some extent true. But the question of how we shall measure the precise extent of these seemingly opposite laws of human nature has not yet received any treatment comparable in definiteness that would accord the laws of physics, chemistry, or physiology. It is the aim of all natural sciences to rise above the historical stage and to become theoretic, that is, to attain the form of a theory or a system in which all propositions are logically or mathematically connected by laws or principles. And that was exactly where St. Simon was going when he decided to come onto this idea of this Newton as the fundamental principle. We needed different fundamental principles. The theology of antiquity, the rule by priests and priest kings, wasn't going to cut it going forward. We were going to move out of that. We were going to grow up. We were going to pass into a mature man and set aside the childish things of our youth. Again, the military society was idle. Now back into St. Simon here. The military society was the idle, decadent society, while the commercial society was a beehive of restless activity. Be right back.
know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast over in France now with Henry Saint-Simon. At the time of the founding, really, of this country, you know, we haven't even gotten to the Civil War yet here. This is about 1812, 1820, somewhere in that range, when he was writing, and all these various discussions are coming out of a book, The New World of Henry Saint-Simon, by Frank Emmanuel, Notre Dame Publishing. Anyway, I got a first edition softback here, paperback. The military society was the idle, decadent society. Isn't that the truth? You go out there, you know, you drive by these military posts, you know, and you got Sad Sack out there. He's painting the rocks, and Sarge is standing over the top of them. You wonder why they're doing it. You know, Otto's over there. He's sharpening his sword, and Ricardo's over there. He's oiling the harnesses on the horse. Anyway, the military society was the idle, decadent society. You know, World War I, World War II, Korea, I mean, add them all together. I mean, we've been in Afghanistan longer than that whole effort. The military society was the idle, decadent society, while the commercial society was a beehive of restless activities. Jump over for a moment, visit with Thomas Jefferson, where we find this written. He says, "To preserve the independence of the people, we must not let our rulers load us with a perpetual debt We must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude, considering the general tendency to multiply offices and dependencies and to increase expense to the ultimate term of burden which the citizen can bear. May it never be seen here, talking about our colonies, our states, after leaving to labor the smallest portion of its earnings on which it can subsist, that government shall itself consume the residue of what it was instituted to guard. To take from one because it is thought that his own industry and that of his fathers has acquired too much, in order to spare to others who or whose fathers have not exercised equal industry and skill, is to violate arbitrarily the first principle of association, which is the guarantee to everyone of a free exercise of his industry and the fruits acquired by it. Fundamental principles in our history. But dropping down again, we see what we call pleasure. Now, modern man had a zest for work. To him, work was not a biblical punishment or a burden, but an expression of free creativity. You ought to see the activity that circled around Catherine Sforza in Italy. She was the progenitor of the last half of the Medici's. Anyway, contemporary with Leo the X and Clement the VII and Leo the XI. To him, work was not a biblical punishment or a burden, but an expression of free creativity. Productive labor was now an intense passion beyond the pleasure principle, and it would save society from sinking into the lazy, refined self-indulgence which Rousseau had associated with commercial peoples. Yeah, life is in commerce, lex mercatoria, law merchant. What we call pleasure, what we call pain, only occupy a very small space in life. To invent, to execute, to direct, to pursue, to wait, to reflect, that is how the largest part of our time is spent. Movement is far more important for us all than the pleasure which is its object, and idleness, and even far more real, an evil far more real than the pain which it pretends to flee. To be happy for man is first of all to act and then to enjoy. To act and then to enjoy. We wonder how the words pursuit of happiness found its way into our Declaration of Independence. Well, I'm sharing with you the philosophy of the day that brought it on. To be happy for man is first of all to act and then to enjoy. And when government has its jackboot on our throats with rules and regulations and privileges and taxations and penalties and exactions of every kind, who will act? None will act. Then we all develop the paralysis of analysis. All of our energy and our time spending collecting data, adding more and more knowledge to our data bank. We stumble around like lumberheads, bookful, doing little or doing nothing. Knowledge is wonderful. Knowledge can be powerful, but it's never powerful until it's combined with action. It's not sufficient to know a thing. We must do something. Men wanted to extend their activities over an ever-widening plain, and did they? Over the fruited plains, Conestogas, etc. Follow the path of the mountaineers, follow the path of the miners, follow the path of the beavers. The mountain men, yeah, rendezvous. Men wanted to extend their activities over an ever-widening plain. Go back and look at Hill and the expansion of the railroads. This expansionism was salutary when it manifested itself in an identification of personal immediate interest with a broadening circle. To the poet, the philosopher, the artist, who were highly conscious of their influence upon mankind, the whole world had always been the orbit of interest. Of course, had it not been for the Medici's and their passionate interest in learning and art, we may not have ever had the Renaissance. We owe much to those people. Thus far, European statesmen, unlike the artists, had felt that their personal involvement and interest should be severely limited to a single nation. The age of the peaceful industrialism was destined to create new universal values when the politicians of industrial states realized that interests could not be restricted to the boundaries of their own country, because in commercial society, the welfare of one people and the welfare of the world were indistinguishable. So here we can see in these writings the very same positivism in Edward McNall Burns, as we find in Cohen, as we find in St. Simon, and truly even in Thomas Jefferson. Positivism putting it on the radar screen for you so that you can be aware of it. Quote, all the riches and the liberty that are created within a country are gains for those who surround her. All that is produced about her is gained for her. Citizens work for the world, and the world works for you. Workers of the world, unite. All right? I'm not championing St. Simon. I'm bringing his philosophy to your attention so that we can better understand where we are today. Citizens work for the world. And the world works for you. But it just as today, so also at the time of the Medici. They were exporters and importers and money changers coming from Florence, and they would, you know, trade everywhere, all over the Mediterranean basin, all the way through Europe, over to England, all back and forth. Their florin was used in great circle. Continuing, he says, your victories are their progress. Your arms are the arts and commerce. Your arms. The right to keep and bear arms. Your arms are the arts and commerce. Your victories are their progress. Your patriotism is goodwill and not hatred. Do you seek to join these gentle virtues, the strong and masculine virtues, which the Spartans developed in battle? O citizens! He wrote like that a lot, you know. O citizens! O citizens! You have more bitter enemies than the Persians, ignorance and those whom it nourishes. Hell yet. We got the Iranians right on our radar screen. We're putting in, go up and look at, jump up on the WhiteHouse.gov, look at the executive orders, and there's sanctions being placed on Iran. I read that one this morning. Anyway, your arms are in the arts and commerce. Your victories are their progress. Your patriotism is goodwill and not hatred. Do you seek to join to these gentle virtues, the strong and masculine virtues which the Spartans developed in battle? O citizens, you have more bitter enemies than the Persians, ignorance and those whom it nourishes. Ignorance, the bane of our existence, the ignorant. Yes, we wouldn't have to deal with liberty. We wouldn't have to suffer with being set at liberty. We could actually live in freedom if we could raise above, if we were not unequally yoked with those that absolutely refuse to enlighten themselves. Thomas Jefferson says, you don't take their liberty away. You enlighten their ignorance through education. But we can't have any education today. That's against the law. McGraw-Hill and all the rest of the book writers, academia, they want you deliberately dumbed down. They want you at the level of a Bolivian peasant. And the sooner the better. And if that doesn't work, they'll just kill you whole cloth. Take a page out of Joseph Stalin's playbook. Pol Pot, and others. For St. Simon in 1817, you see the time period, there was one guiding light in the ceaseless struggle against ignorance which could keep the industrial society from ever becoming a fatigue, even though the bloody war were abolished as a stimulant of the national spirit. The beacon whose illumination so dazzled him was political economy as revealed by Jean-Baptiste Say. A science for which St. Simon planned a far more ambitious role than even its author envisioned. You see, at this time we were coming into economy and social economy and political economy and the Illuminati created economy as a science. And they rule the world with it today. The whole art of government and civil society should become the application on a universal scale of the truths of political economy. And we live in a political economy today. There is no morals. It's just profit and loss. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.